The District of Kitimat is currently running a water treatment pilot plant in order to end a series of water advisories. Director of Engineering Services Alex Ramos Espinoza explains that the pilot plant is being used to test different types of equipment and treatments.
The main reason for the pilot plant is to get a better sense how the future treatment will react with the current water. Temperatures being one, our water is pretty cold. So our recommendations from our consultant team is to try running a pilot plant to sort of see how the chemicals equivalent will work with the temperature and also our turbidity. We're trying pressure filters, also doing soda ash to sort of see how the water reacts in regards to the pH level. So it's been a success. We had a couple of turbidity events that will actually helped us in that event to make sure we were able to treat water that had high level turbidity. So
information collected in the pilot plant will be used to design a whole new system. Originally, the plan was to phase in a new system, but Ramos Espinoza explained that it was much more cost effective to do the whole project in one go. The district is currently waiting for approval on their application to the Environmental Quality Grant to cover the estimated cost of $8.25 million.
We are going through the design process right now, and the biggest thing is it's our funding strategies, right? So it's just trying to secure just over $8 million in this. We're hoping to hear within the next couple months, which could potentially, funding is not properly aligned, might delay the overall plant, but the momentum is there to do everything moving forward.
Once the new facility is up and running, Ramos Espinoza explains what changes residents can expect to see in their water.
The removal of the water quality advisory in regards to the NTU levels. So the plant will be able to deal with those events and we'll be able to treat the water properly. So that's going to be the immediate impact we're hoping to see. And overall, we're also going to be treating the pH value of our water. Our water is below the thresholds of the guidelines. What that means is potentially will help us within maintaining our water systems and pipes within your homes that won't be as corrosive.
Currently, the district is hoping to have the new plant constructed and in operation by the end of 2023.